She is so way cool, and she's the only girl. She's got great hair and an awesome color scent. Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's are so amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's are so amazing! We thought that she would stop being violent if we gave her own daytime talk show. Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's are so amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's are so amazing!
Howdy doody chicklets and chick lovers, and welcome to the second episode of the ever so popular, critically acclaimed daytime TV talk show drama series, Paula's Arp Amazing! Yay! Everyone's so excited. I'm your host, of course, Paula Marie Polestar, and I'm here to give all of you girls out there who are just aching for some relief from this boy-infested world a little piece of paradise. As you know, here on Paula's Arp Amazing, we do all sorts of stuff because I'm just that awesome, and episode 2 is absolutely no exception. This week, we're going to learn how to hard-boil eggs, how to stay in shape this spring, and also a look into Paula's real life with Paula cleaning. Get it? Like spring cleaning? Okay. Alright, let's start with the eggs. Come on! So, some people think that I'm so bad at cooking that I could have ruined cereal. Well, you know what, Ness? If you're watching this, that was one time. It was soy milk, and I hate you. Okay? So, today, we're going to do the simplest of kitchen tasks, boiling eggs, or whatever. So, first thing you have to do is set the oven to egg. Then you put the eggs into water. But I was out of water, so Diet Pepsi's probably okay, too. Put it in the oven for 12 to 34 minutes, depending on if you want your eggs cold or not. I want mine hot, so I'll set it for 34 minutes. Okay. Now that we have that out of the way, let's move on to our next super special segment, Paula's Dieting Tips. So, as you probably know, cigarettes are actually appetite suppressors. So, I personally like to always have one handy so I can, you know, stay in shape because, you know, you don't just wake up in the morning like this. So, I like to keep one in my purse, one in my pocket, one on the kitchen counter, one in the bread drawer, one under the couch, one under the couch again, one in the bathroom, one taped to my hand, one in my bed, one in the laundry room, one on the patio, and, of course, one tied to the ceiling fan. It's menthol cigarette season, too, so that means that Marlboro Menthol 100s are my brand of choice. Let me know your results!
Paula lacks the gift of common sense. Please do not smoke cigarettes.
We'll be right back after these completely unnecessary advertisements. See, Jim, that's how you do it. You tell me to tell the people we're going to be right back. Okay, you've just cut me off, like, right in the middle.
Ness. Oh, look, it's a friendly tent.
Paula.
You know what? If I have to tell you one more time, I swear to God I'm going to rip off your...
Jeff.
Jeff doesn't talk.
No one else.
There's no telling what will happen if we don't do something.
This movie sucks.
Bobbies are Borange, the movie, coming summer 2008.
Oh, hi, everybody, I didn't see you coming. Okay, so, as you all know, last week, at the end of last week's show, I announced that there was going to be a segment called Ask P, which is about when I, like, answer your questions and stuff, right? Okay, well, I didn't get any last week, but this week I did get one, so thank you. That really means a lot to me. It's from, Frau Landers. Dear Paula, I'm feeling so unappreciated by my husband. He's stifling my culinary creativeness with hurtful and insensitive words. I hear you, girl. I pour my very heart and soul into the cakes I make, and I use the finest ingredients for the back of my refrigerator. And what kind of praise do I get from my terrible husband? Your cake's disgusting. Or, that cake puts people into hallucinogenic states. Or how about, you're gonna be arrested for putting people into the hospital from eating your cake. It makes me cry buckets of bitter tears. He's so cruel. It's not like he's the greatest man in the world. He's a ship captain, and he's always at sea doing who knows what. Probably avoiding me. It's like he's married to that ship. It's disgusting. Oh, Paula, what can I do to make my husband appreciate my cooking? Magic cake lady. Oh, honey. I am so sorry. You know, I totally understand where you're coming from. Because, you know, I'm also in a relationship. And I've been in it for about 12 years. And he really doesn't, appreciate my cooking either. Like this one time, I tried to make him Cajun chicken, right? But I didn't realize that Cajun was not synonymous with burnt. So he, like, I don't know, is having trouble breathing now because of all like the tar and stuff. So, but you know, it was really hurtful. Like I did my best. You know, it's like, and that's what he should realize. But it's always just like, whatever, Paula, you know, I'm dense, I'm stupid, and I mean you, and I can't, you know, do anything. I'm making you do everything, but I'm still gonna complain about it. It's just so annoying. So, honey, I totally get where you're coming from. And, I'm not quite sure how you can get your husband to appreciate your cooking. You might want to try a recipe once in a while. I've learned that recipes can really help to guide a piece of food in the right direction. Make sure you use lots of sugar, because sugar makes everything sweeter and everyone likes sweet things, like me. And make sure that you don't use any flour, because I tried flour once, just like by itself, and it was disgusting. I like threw up. So yeah, those are my tips for cooking. But to get your husband to appreciate you, I would say you could always blackmail him. You know, if you have a Polaroid, anybody can do that kind of stuff these days. Or, you know, find something embarrassing. I mean, I'm sure if you've been married for as long as I've been in a relationship, I mean, I have tons of stuff I can use against Ness. I mean, there was the time he collapsed in the middle of a volcano. There was the time when he, like, took 2,000 years to rescue me right before I was sacrificed to a cult. I just have so much stuff, like, I could just hang above him. And that's really what our relationship's about, you know? It's about that stuff I have to hang above his head that keeps us together. So, you know, tough it out, find something, anything you can use against him, and I'm sure things will be fine for you. Thank you so much for writing in. God bless. Oh man, well now I'm emotional. But we're gonna finish up the show with Paula cleaning, which is just where I clean out my stuff, and we find cool stuff. Okay, so let's go. Okay. Alright, what have we got in here? This I call my happiness jar, because it's filled with things that make me happy. Like, I have my very first packet of cigarettes in here. It's empty. Let's see here. Oh, I have the battery to the digital camera that Ness gave me for Christmas in 2001 that I think I used to videotape something. I don't remember what, though. Whatever. I got some pens in here, really cute little pens. And I have, what else is in here? I got some fun stuff in here. My house key. And because sometimes my parents lock me out of my house, so I have to keep a spare in a couple places. So I also got some fun little things, some little action figures that Nest gave me for my birthday. That's all he gave me, the action figures. And that's it. So that's all. I really don't have time to clean through my entire room, but there's a little peek into my life. So I really hope that you enjoyed it.
Hey, Paula.
Oh, what is it?
You forgot one letter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, John. That's very sweet.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't write.
Okay, alright, let's see here. This is our last one. This is written on actual paper. Very formal. Thank you, whoever you are. It says, "Dear Paula, I know that your show is apparently very popular, but I think it sucks. I just don't understand why people listen to you. I mean, the advice that you give is terrible. You never, ever tell people nice things, and it's all just self-promotion. So, why exactly did you make this show? Like, I don't get it. Sincerely, no one cares. Well, no one cares. I'm glad you asked me that. Because I have the perfect answer. Why did I make Paul's Herb Amazing? Well, I guess it's because I'm just a material girl. Yo, this is DJ Poe Rizzle coming at you with the number one hit of 2008. Are you ready for this? I really don't think you are. Let's go. Ness is lame and he's so dumb and I hate him so much. Such a shame that such a loser had to be my first crush. I just smoke a cigarette and my problems vanish. Though I have a surly demeanor, I love my pink dress. Cause we are living in a material world. Paula's a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. Oh yeah. You might think that I'm not really ladylike at all. Well, I'll just push you off a bridge and then laugh as you fall. And I know that though I mean I sometimes seem so sweet. Well, you won't think that when I'm eating a piece of red meat. Cause we are living in a material world. Paula's a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. Living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. I hope you're listening to this, Ness, because I'm a material girl, okay?
Living in a material world. Living in a material world. Living in a material world. Living in a material world.
Boys may come and boys may go, and that's alright, okay. Because I only want a boy who really makes my day, yeah. Cause everybody's living in the material world. And Paula's a material girl. You know that Paula's living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. Living in a material world. And Paula's a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. Paula's a material girl. A material
world.
Material. Material, okay.
Material.
Material. Material. Material.